Welcome to another episode of the Digital Business Acquisitions Podcast. I'm Juan Galvin, and today we're going to talk about the fascinating world of business models, focusing on the differences and nuances between digital and traditional businesses. And I'm here to guide you through this journey, offering insights that will help you understand these models inside out. Let's begin. Let's start with digital business models. When we talk about digital businesses, we're referring to businesses that operate primarily online, utilizing the power of the internet to reach their customers and conduct transactions. Let's break down these models further. E-commerce stores. Imagine that you own a store that is open 24/7, accessible to anyone with an internet connection. This is the reality of e-commerce stores. From handmade crafts to digital gadgets, these online shops break down geographical barriers, enabling sellers to reach a global audience. The key to their success lies in a user-friendly website, effective digital marketing, and a reliable logistics framework that ensures products reach customers seamlessly. The scalability of e-commerce is evident in the ability to expand product lines and enter new markets without the need for additional physical space. SaaS providers. Software as a service, or SaaS, represents a shift from traditional software sales to a subscription-based model. This approach provides customers with continuous access to software, regular updates, and often cloud-based storage, making it an attractive option for businesses and individuals alike. SaaS companies thrive on recurring revenue, focusing on customer retention through constant innovation and exceptional service. The scalability comes from the ability to add new subscribers worldwide without significant increases in product delivery costs. Service providers. Digital service agencies encompass a broad spectrum of services, including marketing, web design, web development, and IT support. These businesses cater to the growing need for a strong online presence among companies across industries. The success of service providers hinges on their expertise, the ability to adapt to industry changes, and the quality of customer relationships. Scalability is achieved by growing the client base and expanding service offerings and leveraging tools that automate and streamline tasks, allowing for the efficient management of a larger client base. Content-based websites and blogs. Websites and blogs that focus on sharing information are key parts of the online world. They allow people and businesses to share their thoughts, know-how, and gather different kinds of information. These online spaces can reach people all over the world, using articles, pictures, and videos to grab their attention. The way these sites make money is by creating great SEO-optimized content that makes people want to visit their site. They earn through things like affiliate marketing, where they get a commission for selling other people's products, or through Google AdSense, which pays them for showing ads. The foundation of digital businesses. At the core of each of these models is the internet, a tool that has democratized access to markets, resources, and opportunities. The inherent flexibility and scalability of digital businesses allow entrepreneurs to start small and grow exponentially, often with lower upfront costs compared to traditional businesses. As digital technologies advance, the potential for innovation within these models continues to expand, offering new ways to connect with customers, streamline operations, and create value. In the digital economy, the barriers to entry for entrepreneurs are lower than ever, whether it's through selling products, providing services, creating content, or offering software. The digital business landscape is rich with opportunities for growth, innovation, and success. As we move forward, understanding these models, their challenges, and their potential will be crucial for anyone looking to acquire these types of online businesses. On the other side, we have traditional business models. These businesses are characterized by their physical presence or operations that don't primarily rely on the internet. Examples include retail stores, physical shops where customers can browse and purchase products in person, restaurants, dining establishments offering in-house meals, and sometimes takeout or delivery. Manufacturing companies, businesses that produce goods, often selling them to retailers or directly to consumers. While we've talked about stores where you buy things, places where you eat, and companies that make stuff, there's a whole world of traditional businesses out there that focus on providing services. These are the kinds of businesses that help us fix, build, or improve parts of our lives, like when we need a plumber or when we're building a house. Let's take a closer look at these service-based traditional businesses. Trades and home services, fixing and improving your home. Have you ever had a leaky faucet or a broken air conditioner? That's where trades and home service businesses come in. These include plumbers, electricians, HVAC technicians, and many others who have the skills to fix problems in our homes. They're the heroes who come to our rescue when something goes wrong. But it's not just about fixing things. These businesses also help us improve our homes. Think about when someone wants to remodel their kitchen or install solar panels on their roof. Home service professionals help turn those ideas into reality, making our living spaces better and sometimes even saving us money in the long run. Construction companies, building dreams from the ground up. Construction companies are all about building new things. Whether it's a family's first home, a new school, or a skyscraper, these businesses take ideas and blueprints and turn them into real, tangible buildings. Construction is a massive part of the traditional business world, involving everything from pouring foundations to putting the last coat of paint on a wall. It's about creating spaces where people can live, work, and play. Landscaping and gardening services, shaping our outdoor spaces. Then there are the businesses that make our outdoor spaces beautiful. Landscaping and gardening services help design, plant, and maintain gardens, lawns, and other outdoor areas. Whether it's planting flowers, trimming hedges, or designing a backyard oasis, these professionals work to create peaceful and beautiful environments for us to enjoy the outdoors. Personal services. Let's not forget about personal service businesses. These are the places we go to take care of ourselves, like hair salons, barbershops, and spas. They also include services like dry cleaning, which helps us keep our clothes looking sharp. Personal service businesses play a big role in our daily lives, helping us look and feel our best. Traditional businesses are deeply rooted in physical interactions and operations, offering tangible experiences to their customers. The history and evolution of business models from traditional to digital is due to technological advancement and changes in consumer behaviors. The rise of the internet and e-commerce platforms has revolutionized how we shop, consume content, and use software. Key milestones include the launch of major online marketplaces such as eBay, Amazon, and the increase of broadband internet and the advent of cloud computing, all of which have paved the way for digital businesses to thrive. Moving on to operational differences, let's compare how digital and traditional businesses operate, focusing on overhead costs and operational flexibility. Overhead costs. Digital businesses often benefit from significantly lower overhead costs. Without the need for a physical storefront, inventory storage, or a large number of in-person staff, digital businesses can operate more leanly and efficiently. Traditional businesses, however, face expenses like rent, utilities, and the cost of maintaining a physical presence, which can add up quickly. Operational flexibility. The digital model offers unparalleled flexibility. With the ability to work remotely and collaborate with teams globally, digital businesses can adapt and scale with ease. Traditional businesses, meanwhile, are usually tied to their physical location, limiting their flexibility and often their scalability as well. Market reach and customer engagement present another stark contrast between digital and traditional business models. Global reach. Digital businesses can effortlessly cross geographical boundaries, reaching customers worldwide with just a few clicks. This global reach is a game changer, allowing for a broader audience and greater market potential. Traditional businesses, by contrast, often serve local or regional markets, limited by their physical location. Customer interaction. Digital businesses interact with their customers primarily through online platforms, think social media, email, and websites. This allows for a wide range of engagement strategies, from personalized marketing to interactive customer support. Traditional businesses, while offering the personal touch of face-to-face interactions, might find it challenging to engage customers at scale or outside business hours. Lastly, let's explore investment needs and profitability. Startup costs. Starting a digital business can be more cost-effective, with expenses largely limited to setting up a website, online marketing, and perhaps software development. This is in stark contrast to traditional businesses, where initial costs often include leasing space, buying inventory, and other substantial upfront investments. Remember that we don't have to worry about any startup costs because we are digital business acquisition entrepreneurs. We buy profitable online businesses that don't need any startup costs. Let's look at ROI and profit margins. The lower ongoing costs and wider market reach of digital businesses can lead to higher return on investment and profit margins, the ability to operate leanly, scale quickly, and access customers globally provides digital businesses with a financial edge that traditional models may struggle to match. As we wrap up this lesson, it's clear that both digital and traditional business models have their unique strengths and challenges. We now understand why digital businesses are the best types of businesses to own and operate. Thank you for joining me on the Digital Business Acquisitions Podcast.